Patient's name is Priscilla Gamboa. First name is P-R-I-S-C-E-L-L-A. Last name G-A-M-B-O-A. Date of birth is 9/11/1975. Date of service is 3/21/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 46-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up status post-motor vehicle accident that occurred several months ago. Patient did come last month for a follow-up with continuing thoracic spine pain, and she did complete 2 additional weeks of physical therapy. However, at this time, she states that she feels like that pain is radiating down her right arm. The patient admits to being right-handed, but states when she lifts anything such as milk or to pick up a child, she does get that pain radiating down that right arm. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med, ibuprofen, medical history, bladder issues, surgical history, tubal ligation, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 135 over 84, heart rate 68, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.5, O2 99, and she weighs 194 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-grouped, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, plural, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest, chest 1S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroano times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan, number 1, thoracic spine pain radiating to her right arm. Patient will be given an order to be evaluated for additional physical therapy. She states that in the past she never told them any issues with her right arm, and she states that she will be more vocal in her next appointment. I'll also give her a prescription for Flexeril to take for muscle spasms, as well as diclofenac for the pain. If patient has any worsening of condition, she is welcome to return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.